Before Christmas, I went for a journey through the districts along the German border, between Karlovy-Vary, or Karlsbad, and Liberec, or Reichenberg, which are inhabited by a preponderance of German-speaking people. These districts, which are mainly industrial, and which depended for their prosperity upon foreign trade, are suffering severely from the effects of the world economic crisis and of the increasing tendency towards autarky. Unemployment is very great, of course. The sufferings of these Czechoslovak Germans are due, in no small measure, to the selfish economic policy of Germany and to the past unpatriotic actions of their own employers, who are mainly Germans of the opposition. Yet they are represented to the victims as being the fault of the Czechoslovak government. The local newspapers, which are the only ones that most people read, and which are all owned by opposition Germans, contain little besides shameless misrepresentations of the true situation and of the measures which are taken by the authorities to ameliorate it. There are nevertheless, even in these heavily propagandized districts, considerable numbers of democratic Germans who are loyally collaborating with the government, in which indeed they have their own representatives. There is hope, therefore, that the insistent friendliness of the democratic majority of the population, German no less than Czech, will eventually triumph over that hysteria which is at present causing so much heart-burning among the 3.25 million German-speaking subjects of Czechoslovakia.